Back here for our final segment of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers. The Beavers victorious over the Holcomb Longhorns Friday night, 28-13. And here's comments from assistant coach Landon Frank after the Scott City 15-point victory.
Congratulations on the victory. Got out to a great start for a second straight game, but Holcomb kept punching back here. You knew they would. They weren't going to give up here. This is a rivalry game here. But your seniors made some big plays when they needed to the most, and that showed definitely in the fourth quarter.
You know, they kind of got back in the game there after the first half and got pretty close. We got within 3 points, and our seniors showed up and drove down and scored and kind of made the difference in the game.
They did, and you have to like the first quarter start for you guys there. 2 touchdowns in your second series. You took advantage of short field there with the big Hunter Yeager run on fourth down, I believe it was there, and getting the extra point, and then the Parker Gooden 66-yard run there. And, you know, 14-0, it seemed like the second quarter it was just kind of idling there. Holcomb was getting some momentum, and they got back to within 8 there at the half.
Yeah, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot of fire. It felt like we were up by the 14, and things just slowed down for us a little bit. No urgency. And they kind of got back in the game, and then after the half, they really got back in the game.
Nice opening drive there in that third quarter to get the touchdown, a 3-minute drive, and get up by 15. But Holcomb came back with a couple of big plays late third and early fourth there. And, you know, that's something Holcomb has struck back there, and you knew we were going to see quite a bit of passing tonight, and that ended up being the case there, and they kind of hurt us a little bit in the hurt Scott City a little bit in the passing department tonight.
Yeah, we had one coverage that kind of got blown. We had two guys on one, freed the other guy up, kind of ran it in for a touchdown there, you know, and it kept them back in the game there.
But it was good to see what Scott City would do down or up, 21-18. And that was a big drive that they answered back on and answered back with the touchdown. A nice drive of 6 minutes, and they converted the third down, got a fourth down there. And you like to see that resiliency to, you know, kind of take control of the game. And your defense stepped up when they needed to. And Jackson Lewis picking off that pass there in the fourth quarter when Holcomb was driving back down.
Yeah, you know, Jackson had 2 interceptions, and they were on passes very similar out to the flats like that. And he looked like he was getting a rebound in basketball or something. He got up there pretty well.
Well, it just, you knew it was going to be a close game, and it ended up you guys pulled away here in this fourth quarter. But, you know, the teams just know each other real well, so there's not going to be a lot of hidden secrets, and it proved out to play out that way tonight.
Yeah, they kind of went back to their 4-4 defense. They mixed in a little bit of their 3-front, which they had shown us on tape, but they did revert back to some of the stuff that they typically run against us. And, you know, they run a very similar type defense that we do. And, yeah, we're playing them all the time, twice a year, you know.
Well, you get the victory, and it's going to be a rematch game next Friday night, and it looks like it's going to be Concordia. They are up big at Hugoton right now, 37-12, early fourth quarter. And, you know, you guys beat them at 31-0 here last week, but you know it's going to be a much different game here, second time in 3 weeks playing the same team.
You know, they've had to travel. They traveled to Scott City, to Hugoton, and now they have to come back to Scott City. They're going to be fired up. They've got a lot of talent. I think we struck early on them last week and just really gave it to them. They'll come to play this time.
Congratulations, Coach, on the win here for you guys tonight, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, thanks.
Thanks again to Landon Frank there for joining me post-game after the Beavers' victory by the count of 35-18. Final numbers look like this. For Scott City, and Holcomb, starting on the defense, the Longhorns would only rush for 23 yards in the ball game. They were 14-24 passing for 189 yards, 3 touchdowns and 2 picks. They just had 212 yards of offense. Longhorns were 3-10 on third downs and 0-1 on fourth downs. They would just have 7 first downs. It's hard to believe with 18 points they would only have 7 first downs. But keep in mind, whenever they did get a first down, they were either big plays there for the touchdowns, and one was a goal-to-go situation that they had scored on as well, and it won a 25-yard, the 60 or the 70 plus yard pass play, and then also the 3-yard pass play on a goal-to-go situation. It's just 7 first downs. Defense really, for the most part, did all right on the Friday night, other than those couple of miscommunication plays there. But on the offensive side, Scott City was almost like a running back-like committee with some of that from new runners. Kevin Serrano, who hadn't seen a lot of varsity time on offense, he had a couple of carries. Carson Frohood did not have a varsity carry all year, carried the ball three times for 13 yards, and Isaac Tarango had a rush, which is kind of unusual for him. He lined up in a fullback spot, but Hunter Yeager had the big night, 176 on the ground, career high for him, 17 carries and two touchdowns, had the 44-yard run in the fourth quarter with about 2 minutes to go that really put the game away. Parker Gooden had 18 carries for 71 and a touchdown. Cale Goodman, 11 carries, 34 yards and a touchdown. Gooden was 8 of 11 passing for 103 yards and the interception, and Hunter Yeager had 4 receptions for 44. Kevin Serrano had his first two career varsity catches, kid for 36, and Blaine Culp had a 11-yard reception, and Justice McDaniel had a 12-yard reception. The Beavers ended up with 401 yards of offense, 298 on the ground, 103 through the air, so it's good to see them able to throw a little bit more as well here and not rely so much on the run game. They were just 5 of 12. They really struggled on third down in the game for the most part. They converted their last three third downs, and they were 1 of 1 on fourth downs, had 19 first downs. So Scott City with the victory, 7 and 2. First time since 2009 that Scott City had swept Holcomb in the same season when they had played twice. And both games were, of course, in Scott City. They're 3 and 2 against Holcomb all time in the playoffs and now lead the all time series, 17 to 4. And Scott City also improved to 27-10 at home playoff games all time. That's a pretty impressive mark there in their 25th season in the playoffs. So, with that being said, up next for Scott City, it's going to be a big test. Yes, they beat Concordia 31-0 2 weeks ago, but Concordia flexing their muscles at Hugoton last Friday night. They put up over 500 yards of offense. They had three rushers for over 100 yards. They had over 400 yards of rushing and over 100 yards of passing against the Hugoton Eagles in their 43-18 victory. It's not going to be easy, especially a second time in 3 weeks, but that's what Scott City has in front of them, a 5-4 Concordia team coming into town on Friday night and the regional round of the playoffs. And you know that they're going to be gunning for Scott City after what they probably felt like was a not a very good performance 2 weeks ago in their 31-0 loss at Darner Field. So it's another matchup with the Panthers at Darner Field this Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff, and a pregame at 6:30. We need a lot of people out there on Friday night because you never know. It could be Scott City's not in the last game, but it could be their last home game if they were fortunate enough to advance on in the playoffs. So we need a packed house there at Darner Field. That'll wrap it up here for Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers. I'm Adam Kadavian. Thanks again for listening here on WesternKansasNews.com.